What about cornmeal dumplings? Have you ever made those?
I have ever made them. I've eaten them, but I never have made them.
Okay.
But I've made corn cakes, you know, just like a hot cake. You make it out of meal. Have you made that?
Uh-huh.
Those are very good.
That. That's
those
good.
Are very
on top of the stove.
Yeah, hoe cake on top of the stove. Watch your fight over that.
Yeah.
What about hush puppies? You make hush puppies?
Oh, yeah, we make hush puppies.
Do you put onions in them?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to write a recipe book when I finish with it, maybe. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake.
Have you ever had any ash cake? Well, when people make it like that, do they wrap it up in anything?
You know, I don't think so. I've heard my mother-in-law talk about making ash cakes, and I don't know whether they wrap them in anything or not. I would think they'd have to.
They would have to, surely.
I think so, yeah, but I just...
Back when they used to make them, they didn't know what tinfoil was. I don't know what they wrapped them in.
Mm-hmm.
I think they used to wrap them in leaves of some kind, didn't they?
That's what some people told me, that they could wrap it, or even a piece of paper, but I don't see how exactly that would work. But, what do you call cornmeal when it's cooked like grits and you serve it in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush.
What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
We call it light bread.
What do you call a round pastry, that big round that has a hole in the middle?
Donut.
What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet and eat them with butter and syrup?
Hot cakes, and I can eat my way in them. Some call them pancakes or hot cakes.
Bye-bye.
Don't worry. I may need some help.
Hi.
That's my daughter.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Fatbacks.
Okay.
A side meat, some call it side meat. We call it fatback.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
Sliced meat.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
And how about the same thing if it's in a peach?
Seed.
Okay.
Kernel, I believe it. Call it kernel, some call it seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Plum peach.
And what about one whose meat comes away easily?
Clearstone.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
And how about beans that do have to be shelled?
Let's call them shelled beans.
Okay. What do you call the types of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
We call them turnip greens or beet greens.
Okay.
Well, we call it salad too, you know. It's called turnip salad or turnip greens.
Okay. What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Boiled corn on the cob.
Yeah. Do you have chipmunks or ground squirrels or grinnies here?
I don't know. I'm not around here. Not right in this community.
Mm-hmm.
They probably have them in the woods and around the lake.
Uh-huh.
But we have the squirrels on this.
This is the tree squirrels.
Yeah, this is tree squirrels, but we don't have the ground squirrel.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
It's a skunk.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big and it hops along the ground?
Toad frog.